USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump's legal team is pushing back against a request for a protective order in his alleged election interference case. The Department of Justice filed for the order, asking the judge to censor some of Trump's speech about the case, after the former president posted, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you," end quote. In the response yesterday, Trump's lawyers claimed it violated the First Amendment. The judge in the case is expected to decide soon, having said a hearing on the matter will be held no later than Friday. Ohio voters head to the polls today in a special election that could affect the future of abortion law in the state. The issue on the ballot, critics claim, would make it more difficult to amend the state constitution to get citizens' initiatives before voters. The measure would raise the threshold for approval on amendments to 60% instead of the current simple majority. Supporters say the goal is to keep out-of-state special interest groups from coming into the state and influencing Ohio law. It's going to cost you more to get your kids ready for school this year. John Schaefer explains.
Parents are paying more for back-to-school supplies for their kids. This shopper saying cuts will have to be made somewhere.
We're going to recycle what we already have at home, and whatever we're missing, that's what we're going to get this year, to make sure it fits into the budget, because everything is double the price.
The National Retail Federation says families are expected to spend $25 more than last year. Overall, Americans will spend a record $42 billion compared to last year's $37 billion.
Thousands of city workers in Los Angeles, California are preparing to stage a one-day walkout. Personnel including sanitation crews, traffic officers, airport workers, and engineers plan to picket for 24 hours at City Hall and LAX Airport. This would mark the first such strike action in more than 40 years. USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Thousands of jobs will be lost when Tyson Foods shuts down four U.S. chicken processing plants.
The Arkansas-based company said it's hurt by falling chicken and pork prices and as well as the reduced demand for beef products. The company's also struggling with declining profits. Experts say some consumers are looking for lower-cost protein alternatives because of inflation. I'm Ryan Daniels.
At least two people are dead as powerful storms slammed parts of the South and East Coast yesterday. In Alabama, a man was killed when he was struck by lightning, while a teen in South Carolina died from falling out of a tree. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses were without power Monday night, affecting several states like North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Millions of Americans had also been under tornado watches. The storms prompted widespread flight delays and cancellations as some airports and eastern hubs had to issue ground stoppages. As of 4 a.m. Eastern, well over 100,000 homes in Pennsylvania are still without power. The number in North Carolina is 141,000 homes. Virginia, Tennessee, Maryland, Georgia, and South Carolina has tens of thousands in each state without power. Home prices are up and reaching highs across the country. A new report from Black Knight says prices went up by 0.8% in June after a long slowdown. Prices hit record levels in about 60% of major housing markets across the USA. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist.
Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.